We begin our sermon with a reading from Lao Tzu. Beyond words. Existence is beyond the power of words to define. Terms may be used, but are none of them absolute. In the beginning of heaven and earth, there were no words. Words come out of the womb of matter. And whether we dispassionately see the core of life or passionately see the surface, the core and the surface are essentially the same. Words making them seem different only to express appearance. If name be needed, wonder names them both. From wonder into wonder, existence opens. End of quote. First, the old boy. Lao Tzu was a grumpy old boy. People didn't understand, refused to try his teachings of natural goodness. So he climbed on a water buffalo and rode toward Tibet. A gatekeeper pleaded with him to come back. The grumpy old boy said no. At least, asked the gatekeeper, leave us a record of your beliefs. Lao Tzu disappeared for 3 days and returned with a very slim volume entitled Tao Te Ching, which translates into English, The Way and Its Power. What a great legend. We do not even know his name. Lao Tzu simply translates, the old boy. What a curious portrait for a founder of a religion. He didn't preach, he didn't organize or promote. He wrote a few pages on request, rode off on a water buffalo, and was never seen again. Welcome to the Taoist religion, born in China 600 years before Jesus. What is the way? According to the old boy, and I quote, something is mysteriously brought into existence long before heaven or earth is made. It is silent and shapeless. It is always present, endlessly in motion. From it, like a mother, every living thing has come. I do not know what to call it, so I call it Tao. Now, Tao cannot be seen, tasted, or touched. It cannot be spoken of or reasoned about. It is a transcendent mystery. If we try to speak of it, we get jumbled up in words, and it comes out sounding like a paradox. Again, the old boy is telling. Those who know don't say. Those who say don't know. So what is the power of this way? Another Chinese master said it well. Let everything be allowed to do what it naturally does, so that its nature will be satisfied. Tao is the way of nature. Real dignity and power results from living in the Tao. This power is called Di. The way is really simple. Be who you are, follow your own true nature. We can think of our true nature as the measure or portion of Tao that each individual thing or being receives. What can we say that for each of us, we can say that for each of us, our true nature is the full natural power and dignity of our being. Simply put, who we really are. It is not the self-conscious controlling power of ego, but rather the natural intuitive power of being. To say that our true nature is innate is not to say that it is automatically realized. At any point, we may become sidetracked and miss the life we were born to live. We could ask, for what will you sacrifice your true nature? Will you lose it because you fear offending others and find it easier to conform? Will you trade it for money or fame, for lust or ambition, for cheap thrills or empty promises? To preserve and develop your own natural ability and innate power is no easy task in our society. Are you happy with your work? Following your true nature, or as the great mythologist Joseph Campbell put it, follow your bliss, will lead you to the life you were born to live. This includes the work that's right for you. Campbell continues, if you follow your bliss, you put yourself on a kind of track, which has been there all the while waiting for you. And the life that you ought to be living is the one you are living. There are two key elements here with respect to Tao. One, following your true nature is your true path. This is a path of real power and genuine joy. Two, following your true path also puts you in the flow of Tao. When you follow your true nature, living your life becomes natural, harmonious, and effortless. Consider the old boy's portrait of a good leader. A leader is best when people barely know that she exists. Of a good leader who talks little, when her work is done, her aim is fulfilled, they will say, we did it ourselves. Why follow your true nature? Your nature is your strength. To deny your gifts and abilities is to rob yourself of your own power. Be confident. Be patient. Wait till your mud settles and the water is clear. Trust your own power. Resist conformity. Allow your own nature to move you into the flow of Tao, into the flow of who you really are. Now I close with a Taoist parable. Two masters, one Taoist, the other Confucian, on an afternoon stroll together, come to a bridge. Look how the minnows dart here and there at will. Such is the pleasure fish enjoy, the Taoist master remarks. You are not a fish, responds the Confucian master. How do you know what gives pleasure to fish? You are not I, said the Taoist master. How do you know I don't know what gives pleasure to fish? According to the grumpy old boy who rode off on a water buffalo, never to be seen again, this is the way and its power. Our benediction is from Lao Tzu in the Tao Te Ching. If there is to be peace, if there is to be peace in the world, there must be peace in the nations. If there is to be peace in the nations, there must be peace in the cities. If there is to be peace in the cities, there must be peace between neighbors. If there is to be peace between neighbors, there must be peace in the home. And if there is to be peace in the home, there must be peace in the heart.